Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Janice Tennell, for Beauty Talk. I'm glad you guys decided to tune in with us today. We are live right now at 4 p.m., and then we're back on 9 p.m., but we wanted to accommodate our guest today. She's in London, and we wanted to make sure that she was able to get on at a reasonable time, so that's, you know, while we're on live earlier today, but nonetheless, we're thankful that we are heard all over the world, and no matter what the time, you can always go back, listen to the playback. You know, we are on pretty much everywhere podcasts are heard, so you can catch us at TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Blog Talk Radio, of course, and so many other platforms. So again, we say thank you for tuning in. We just want everyone to know if you have a comment or a question for today, you can give us a call at 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. Also, we take your emails at beautygirlsmedia@gmail.com, and you're always welcome to leave a question or comment on our Facebook page. We are Beauty Talk Online on Facebook as well. And right now I'm going to turn it over to Denise so that she can greet you guys as well.
Good afternoon, everyone, and hello to our guest today. Just wanted to take the time to say again, thank you guys for joining us and for, you know, tuning in to Beauty Talk a little early. And for those who don't get a chance to check us out live, definitely check us out tonight at our regular scheduled time, as well as on the replay if you have to check it out later this week. But just as a quick reminder for those of us here in the U.S., there are primary elections happening all over all over the country right now. A lot of them were rescheduled to sometime this summer, and so we just had primary elections here in Georgia. So I just wanted to give the date for those states coming up here later in June. It's very important that you get out and vote. So I just wanted to give the date for the following states: for Kentucky, Mississippi, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Your primary elections are coming up on June 23rd. Again, that was Kentucky, Mississippi, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia, June 23rd. And then coming up on June 30th will be Virginia, Colorado, Oklahoma, and Utah. Again, that's Colorado, Oklahoma, and Utah coming up on June 30th. Then Virginia, South Carolina, North Carolina, New York, Mississippi, and Kentucky on June 23rd. So get out and vote. And if you're not sure about your particular state, will definitely be letting you guys know here on Beauty Talk in the next coming week. But also, you can go to vote.org to get any and all information that you need about the elections coming up, whether you're registered to vote or not. If you're not registered, you can get registered on vote.org. You can also, you can also request an absentee ballot. So check out what your state policies are on absentee voting, and you can get all that information on vote.org.
All right. And before we bring our guest on the line, I just wanted to say that on this past Thursday, both my sister and I were invited to speak on a panel with Michael DeVellis from the Powder Group. And it was Black Makeup Artist Experience. And we got to share some of our experiences with racism in the beauty industry. And for us, you know, because my sister and I work in two industries, it's beauty and entertainment, we just got a chance to share some of our experiences. It was a great conversation, and I shared with Michael before the actual panel took place that I was actually interested in carrying the conversation forward after Thursday. And so I would definitely like for you guys to stay tuned, because in the coming weeks, we will carry that conversation forward right here on Beauty Talk. We're going to go in a little bit deeper, not just makeup artists and hairstylists, but I'm going to be inviting producers, publicists, you know, maybe even actors to share their experiences as well. We just want to be able to open it up to as many people as possible to come and to hear and to learn what Black artists and Black creatives go through. And just to kind of shed some light to see what it is that we could do together to move forward. So, again, stay tuned. We'll be posting some information on our Beauty Talk page on Instagram and Facebook. And, of course, we'll be making announcements about it here. So it's just a very important conversation that needs to be had, and we definitely want you guys to tune in as often as possible. It will be a series, probably at least anywhere from a 6 to 8 part series. So it's going to be ongoing until we feel comfortable with, you know, the information that we've put out and, you know, making sure that everyone gets the opportunity to tune in here. So again, stay tuned for that. We will be back with more information about that in the coming weeks. But right now we are so excited because we have our friend on the line with us today, Ms. Christina Ajayi. And Christina, as I bring her on, let me just bring her on right now. Hey, Christina.
Hello, Janice and Denise. How are you?
Good.
How
we
are
you? Wonderful.
Good.
Good. So I was just going to say that you've introduced us at IMAX or two?
Yes. No, so this one would have been free, obviously, this May, but obviously it got canceled due to the COVID-19.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's been two. So Christina has introduced us at IMAX London for the past 2 years. And we've become friends, traveled together. So how's it going? How have you been?
I've been really good, actually, you know, during the whole COVID-19. You know, you kind of get accustomed to what's going on, and you just get on
right.
with it. Really good, yeah.
Right. oh, you know what, Christine, I was thinking about you when it came time, like when everybody was looking for hand sanitizer. I was like, I wonder if Christina still has any hand sanitizer left over from
Hello. I still have some, as a matter of fact.
I figured you did. Because when I was like, when I had run out of hand sanitizer, and then just like in a makeup bag somewhere, I found one of the little ones from Bath and Body, and I was like, oh my God, this is a lifesaver.
It really is.
So how are things over in London now? So you guys are getting back to normal?
We definitely are. I mean, we're going into phase three, so come tomorrow, the 15th, all the non-essential shops open over here. So you have the clothing shops like Zara, H&M, and all stuff like that will be opening. the schools, some classes actually opened last week. So they're doing it as a phase kind of thing where certain years are going and certain are still off school. But we're slowly seeing some kind of normality over here, which is great because it's not something that we're used to.
Right.
Right, exactly. Well, you know,
so
I can't really speak for the year.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, I can't really speak for how things are going in the U.S. because it's just a little crazy right now. I believe the numbers are still going up.
Really?
I feel like some states have opened back up prematurely. And then with all the rioting that's been going on and the protests, it's just, I believe from the reports that I'm hearing that the numbers are going up, and that's in different states. And so I don't know, you know, some places still have opened things back up, but I don't know how great of an idea that is. So we'll see.
We'll see, yeah. I mean, even over here, yesterday there was a report of the same thing where in some areas of London, the infection rate did go up, and it could be as well because primarily we have opened up, he's eased the lockdown quite early over here as well. So we are hearing some kind of news as what you just said, the infection rate is going up in some areas. But I'm hoping that it doesn't get any higher and we can just stay stagnant and the numbers of the death rate keep falling, which is what we want.
Right, exactly. 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 I thought my sister had something to say before. Did you?
Oh, no. I was just, she just addressed it. I was going to just ask about if the rates were going up or, you know, infection rates were going up or not. But she just addressed it.
Oh, okay. Cool. Oh. So, Christina, why don't you, this is your first time on the show, why don't you just introduce yourself to our listening audience and just tell everybody a little bit about what your connection to the beauty industry is, and then tell us a little bit about how you are connected with the Juvia's Place brand.
Okay, so my name is Christina Ajayi, as just mentioned, and first of all, I'm a mother and a wife. I work as a personal stylist. I work as a host, as you know, at the makeup trade shows over here in London, and I love all things makeup. I mean, how I became connected with Juvia's is just what it represents. You know, 4 or 5 years ago, while watching a tutorial on YouTube, I stumbled across this brand called Juvia's. And I think what got me was the pigmentation of her palettes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And going on forward, a good friend of mine, Fumi, who I think you saw last year, did the first collaboration with Juvia's. And that was the Queen palette in the Juvia's Times Fumi collaboration. So I had the opportunity there because I'm good friends with Fumi and I'm also her personal PA. So she took me along for the campaign. And that's when I met the owner of Juvia's Place. Such a beautiful soul she is, Chichi. Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about Chichi and her story and how she even started the brand.
Okay, so Chichi is from Nigeria. She's a Nigerian sister. And she started the brand with near enough nothing, I would say. You know, she said that she tried to get a loan and no one would give her a loan. So she had on her at the time only $2,000. So with that $2,000, it was how could she bring her vision to light, you know, with this great brand idea that she had. And what she did with that $2,000, you know, from her two-bedroom apartment, you know, in the States, she set off first of all and she created brushes. So she did makeup brushes and she did makeup tools. And that in turn gave her the capital to then go ahead and create, as we know, the first Nubian palette, which we all know she took to the makeup trade show and it sold out. So it sold out even before it actually went online. And that's how Juvia's Place started. You know, I mean, the name Juvia's in itself comes from her two children. She has two children, a son and a daughter. So the combination of those two names is how she named the business Juvia's Place. Such a beautiful thing to do.
Oh, wow. That's really nice. What is it that attracted you to Juvia's Place?
I think for me, it was what the brand as a whole stands for. Like myself, and I think many of us can account for the same thing, women of color especially, I had gone about, you know, year in, year out, trying to find a makeup that was suitable for my complexion because I'm dark skin, and I just couldn't find anything, even when it came to eyeshadows, because I'm a very vibrant person when it comes to colors. I love all the loud and bright colors, and I just couldn't. So when I saw what she had to offer for women of color, I mean, for people of color, from the lightest to the darkest, I think that's what attracted me to the brand. And I just became addicted to Juvia's Place, basically.
Yeah.
And then and also, I think also.
Pardon me? Can you say that again?
Yeah. I think also the pricing of her product.
Very affordable.
And when you, I mean, when you look at her eyeshadow palettes and you look at the pigment and you see the price of the palette, it's almost unbelievable. Like this shouldn't be happening. Almost, you know what I mean?
No,
I mean
no. It's almost as if she's giving it away free for the prices that she's selling it at. Yeah.
Yeah, especially when she has her sales during the holidays. It's like, oh, my God.
50% off. And then you use the discount code, which she has many discount codes. I always use the discount code for me. So you get an extra 10% off the sales. You know, you can't get any better than that.
No, you can't. No.
Well, let me ask you, what do you think, when it comes to women of color, what do you think it is that we're looking for when we're looking for a brand of a cosmetics?
I think, first of all, you have to take into consideration every shade. You know, like I said, from the lightest to the darkest. And when I say darkest, I mean the darkest of the darkest. And I think this is what this brand in particular did, you know, to the point that, Denise, she was even willing to take a loss when it came to the darkest foundation, because we do know from the eyeshadow, she went on to foundation. And that, we saw a huge range in the selection she had. You know, it went from light to medium to dark to darkest. That, I think, when it comes to women of color, that's what we're all looking for and that's what we all expect, which we didn't have from other brands in the past.
So when, so when you say a range, because I guess for me, I'm coming from, I guess, in my head, a makeup artist standpoint. But then I know for the general consumer is not going to sit and mix two shades. The general consumer is looking for the closest thing to the perfect shade. So that range from lightest to darkest, like, I've seen brands have ranges from light to dark, and it fits. Trust me, a lot of people. Like one brand that I'm thinking about just now is like Bobbi Brown, and that was like before she even added those extension shades. So does the range of foundations have to be a 40 plus range, or is it can it be a range of, you know, let's say 20 shades as opposed to 40 or 50 shades? Like what is, like, because I feel like the, you know, I think when Rihanna came out with her 40 plus shades, I felt like now every brand after that felt like they had to do at least 40 shades. And so sometimes when you go into like a Sephora or something and you look at the shades and foundations, you see a bunch of shades that nobody's touched, like it's not selling. So I'm just wondering, does that really have to be a 40 plus shade range of foundation, or can that number of shades decrease?
When you put it like that, I would say that number can decrease, because it's not about the amount of shades you have. It's about what's available to suit each skin the undertone it comes with.
That's right. So, and I think some of the brands are missing the mark on that. I think they, you know, it's almost like a competition. Oh, we've got 40 shades. And it's like, but then all the dark shades look alike. You know what I mean? So it's like,
yeah,
it's not about them
who can have the darkest shades when you're doing the darker shades, there's got to be the right combination of red, the right combination of yellow. You know, there's got to be that perfect mix, you know. But some brands, in my opinion, are just not doing that. It's like they're just too busy trying to be competitive to get the sale.
Yeah. Which is so true, because unlike you, as you said, who is a makeup artist, you have many people who are not makeup artists, so they don't know when it comes to the undertone, you know, what's the light, what the darkest, what actually matches their skin. Some of us are light, some of us are warm, some of us are yellow, some of us have that red undertone. So, like you said, if you have 40, 50 shades and someone who doesn't really know anything about makeup but wants to get into makeup, you're confusing that person, you know?
Right. That's right. That's right.
Oh, yeah, I agree with what you just said. Definitely, you know, the range could come lower, but just pointing out to, you know, people of color and just any individual as a whole, you know, just I think educating them about what it is they need to buy and need to have for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
I think with the makeup as a whole, it's all about educating, you know, ones who don't really know anything about makeup and wanting to start doing makeup, or even just for oneself, for your everyday makeup. It's about educating yourself, you know, before even going out to buy anything.
Right.
Now, I want to talk a little bit about the actual products that Juvia sell. Now, one of the things that I've noticed is that when it comes to blush, she only has those two shades, which I'm 100% okay with that, because I've always felt with men of color, always felt like a shade, some shade of orange is always so beautiful on dark skin.
Yeah.
Is there a reason why that she just only offers, because we have so many eyeshadow colors, is there a particular reason why there's only two shades of blush in the line?
No, because not that she has two blushes, but a lot of her palettes are versatile. So when you look at the colors and the ranges within the palette, you can actually pick colors from in there to use as a blusher, as opposed to just the individual blusher palette, you know. And not only that, with Juvia's face, as we know, they're always coming out with something new, you know. Every time she comes out, she has a new addition. So I believe in the future there will be a lot more other colors to follow from the ones she has. But for now, the palettes that she is doing and is creating, a lot of them you can be versatile with them and use as blushes as opposed to just eyeshadow.
Gotcha. Now, I can't remember if it was a post or a story that you put up and you showed all of your palettes from her.
Yes.
First of all,
Now you
got me like saying, okay, I've got to catch up. When I tell you, I mean, I have a nice number of them, but nowhere near your collection. But you know, when I go out to the website, I see so many beautiful palettes that I haven't. You know, I guess when you're when we were working, we were always working and busy. So I'm not makeup shopping. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not necessarily out there looking to see what's out there. But then this shutdown came. So of course, you know, I'm not really spending money on something that I'm not going to really be using for work or on myself, because I'm home every day, not wearing makeup, not going anywhere. So I haven't, you know, really been online doing any shopping.
Yeah.
I know other people who have been, but I have not. And but when I went out to her site, it's like, oh, my God. And I'm looking, and I see the berries palette, and I see the chocolates, and I see the nudes. And,
yeah,
you know, it's the violets. And I'm like, oh, my God, I have to catch up. And a couple of them are sold out on the site.
Yep, because the thing is, as you mentioned before, her palettes are very, you know, reasonable in price. So anyone really can afford it. And then plus she always has a good sales and a promotion going on her site. So The thing is, even if you wanted to buy one sneeze, you will actually, you know, just, you can't help yourself but buy all of them. I have every single one of them. And each time I say to myself, all right, I have all of them now. I have enough. And she comes out with another one. I literally cannot help myself. And I get on there and I buy it. You know, the latest, as you know, she's just come out with, sold out in this Colby, is the Wahala palette. I don't know if you had the opportunity to see that.
I saw that. Yes, it is. And, you know, and that leads me to my next question. Is there a story behind some of her palettes? Like, you know, the naming of them, you know, and first of all, the artwork is amazing.
Definitely so. So, she, like I said, she's from Nigeria, so she's representing her culture, and hence why you can see that come through all her palettes, you know. It represents the queen in all of us, you know, the warriors, the empress. That's what she represents. So when you look at the artwork on each palette, it represents some sort of queen and warrior. And each palette individually has a name. Each of those names represents something in her country, in Nigeria, you know. So there's meaning behind it. Each of them, each of the names, it all represents something that is dear to herself. And hence why she names it, you know, just names that have meaning from things that maybe that she's dealt with. And just things that you can relate to as an African person myself. I'm actually, you know, proud that she's done that, you know, because I have seen a lot of brands that have done that, actually. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I know when I first, I think I probably first saw the brand and heard of the brand when I was in Ulta, I believe. And I was just so amazed at the packaging. And that's one of the reasons what, you know, made me start, like, just buying a couple things, like, every time seeing something new. Oh, my God. You know, it was the packaging that drew me, the actual, you know, pictures on the packaging.
Yeah, like
and
you said, the
like,
artwork.
Yeah, the artwork, yeah. And it was just like, never mind, you know, never mind what's inside the palette because, you know, it's only $14 and some of them $10. I'm like, you know, that's not expensive at all, you know. And then when you open, see how beautiful and pigmented the colors are. It's just amazing.
It is.
It really is.
And I think that is the gap she saw in the market because she herself said when she went out there, she couldn't find anything for herself. And so she came about this idea, how can I cater for people like myself, you know, with this rich, vibrant pigment, you know. But if you think back, the first palette she did was the Nubian palette. It was more of a neutral, you know.
Right.
So that was the first thing that came out. But even with that, the colors were very pigmented and it popped on any skin, again, from the lightest to the darkest. And then the second palette was the Nubian palette, and that's my favorite. Even up until this day, the Nubian palette is one of my favorite of all time. You know, the pigmentation in that particular palette is outstanding. Outstanding.
Yeah, and you know, you said something important. Like she said that she couldn't find, you know, anything for herself. And when you think about it, like when you talk about women of color and cosmetics, one of the first things that everyone thinks about is the fact that, oh, we can't find foundation shades, you know, for us. But when you think about the different complexions and skin tones, you know, and especially for darker skin, not even being able to find, like you're saying, the eyeshadows that would pop in your skin. You know, you never really think about that as an issue. But I've, you know, I'm hearing what you're saying. You never really think about it, though, as an issue, though. But honestly, though, it is.
It really is. Really is. Because if you think about it, back in the days, we would go to, I don't know, for example, I would go to the drugstore and I'll buy Revlon. And I'll buy those palettes, put it on my eyes, but wipe it off. And there was nothing, there was hardly anything on there. And so you would go for the lipstick and you use the lipstick as an eyeshadow just to get some color on there and still. But with these palettes, you know, you only have to have one swipe And that pigmentation is there. You can see it from a mile, you know.
Right.
I think that's why when you see other makeup brands today, that's what they're also trying to do now, you know, that high pigmentation within their palette, which I think is great, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You know, I feel like you use less product that way. When the products are pigmented, you know, you don't. It's not like they're constantly like, you know, dipping that brush in that shadow, dipping that brush in that shadow to get that payoff that they're looking for. So you can,
definitely.
You know, like you said, that one swipe. So you use less product.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely so. And I think, you know, I think other brands should take a leaf out of her book, what she's done, and go on to do similar things. Because you know what? At the end of the day, makeup is something where, you know, we all use it. It makes us happy. It doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, you're not beautiful without makeup, because with or without, you're
right.
not beautiful. You feel good, you know, that feel-good factor, which I think, so in general, when brands are thinking about, you know, coming up with eyeshadow palettes, blushes, they need to think about their consumer, you know, especially women, people of color, you know, more so now, I would say.
Yeah.
Right. Now, do you think, in your opinion, do you think the Juvia's Place brand addresses all the needs that women of color have when it comes to color cosmetics?
I think they do, and I think they're still continuing to do so, because what I've learned about them is they take on what their customers say, and not only do they take on, but they act. So, for example, when they first started, she started with brushes. And then after that, she went on to eyeshadow. And then it didn't stop there, because then the consumers were saying, what about foundation? So then she went on to do foundation. And then it went on to stick foundations. Now, I don't know if you've tried her stick foundations, but they're absolutely beautiful. You know, they're soft. They're practical. You can just throw into your bag. You know, it's easy for travel purpose. And she didn't stop there. She did concealer. You know, now apparently she's coming out with skincare. So for me, that is catering. You know, so I think when it comes to that, she is catering and, you know, listening to her consumers and trying to bring everything out, you know, to meet the needs of her consumers.
Yeah.
Nice. I think it's really great. I think it's a nice line. I've tried her foundation in the tubes. I have not tried the sticks yet, because I wanted to try all of that, but you know, when I would go, it would just be like my shade would be gone. So you know, and I never had a chance to, you know, go back and try to find anything before the actual shutdown. But and for the most part, I think when I purchase her products, it's always at Ulta. I'm not sure of where else in the States they sell it, but I've just seen it at Ulta.
Yeah, it's just at Ulta or online for us.
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Yeah.
That's the only at Ulta and online. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So yeah, so for the most part, it was always, you know, the shade that I was looking for was always sold out. I can't remember if back when I was getting the foundation, if she had the concealer at that time or not. I just remember the foundation in the tubes and the sticks, but I know I've seen since then online that she has concealers. Yeah, so I really feel like she has. That's why I can't wait for things to get normal again, so I can, you know, kind of go into the stores and take your time and kind of play around with the colors. But I do know that she has a sale going on right now. I believe. Yeah. Now,
she
one
does.
Of the things that a lot of people, I guess, I don't know if you want to say complained about or whatever, or I've heard people mention a lot, like they would order online, but it would take a long time to get it. And I just kind of felt like because her products are so popular, that I'm pretty sure that they're always overwhelmed with online sales.
Right. So my experience with them, and I'm just talking on a personal level, and what I saw when I, you know, when I had the opportunity to go to Juvia's Places headquarters, when the orders come in, they're on it, they're shipping it out. So once it leaves the warehouse, it's really out of their hands. It's down to the courier. So sometimes, exactly what you just said, you know, people say they're not getting their order on time. Most times it is to do with the courier, because I've seen, you know, personally with my own eyes, they work day and night nonstop because of the amount of orders that they get in, you know. But once it ships out, it's in the hands of the courier, you know, whoever that courier may be, you know, DHL, FedEx, or, you know, whoever, you know, services they chose to use. So that's my experience, because I live all the way in London, and I'll give you an example. I ordered just recently the Valhalla palette that came out, and within the matter of 2 weeks or so, I had it. And that wasn't express, considering we're in this time where, you know, things are not as normal, so it's taking slightly longer. So I got that within good time, I would say. And I know those who ordered it by express, they got their palettes within 3 days, the ones I know of. So that's what I would say in regards to this matter. Yeah.
And I think also that a lot of the people, because I just heard this from makeup artists, and a lot of the people who, the makeup artists who said it, I think it's just that, you know, like when we're talking about it, or they see another makeup artist on set with one of the palettes, and they're like, oh my God, I want that. And then they go to order it, and then they have to wait like a couple weeks, you know, versus a couple days. You know, it's that I want it now type of thing, and then you have to wait because, you know, like you said, when you're ordering, they're shipping it out as soon as it comes in. So,
yeah,
you know, first come, first serve type of thing, I guess.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And I guess as well, that's something that they're, you know, as a company, they're still working on as well with the process of how they, you know, deliver to their customers. But what I saw, like I said, they work day and night in that shipping department, you know, that nonstop. So I guess with the rate and the amount they have to ship out, sometimes along the line, you know, logistics, you will get that delay with some of the, you know, the packages through the courier, you know, and it depends on what courier service you're using as well, because in my experience, at times you order with DHL, it comes quicker than FedEx, you know? So
that's something
maybe they can look at with the courier service, who, you know, the ones they're choosing to use, maybe look at that and see where they can change things in the sense that, you know, they can get it out quicker to those who are not getting their products quicker.
Right, exactly. Absolutely. Now, Chi-Chi, I know she's from Nigeria, but does she live here in the States, or is she still in Nigeria?
She lives in New Jersey, She's from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And that's where the headquarters are, in Chicago, yeah.
Right. And the reason why I asked that question is because, you know, I'm just curious as to how popular her brand is, because I know in the United States and in London, like, we all love it. We all love it. So I was just curious as to what makeup artists and beauty enthusiasts in Nigeria are saying about her products.
There's a couple of makeup artists also in Nigeria. I mean, I'm just going by ones that I've watched on YouTube again. And again, when I watch those YouTube tutorials, you know, when it comes to the makeup artists, they're saying the same thing we're all saying over here when it comes to Juvia's, because unlike before, the same way we can order is the same way they order in Africa, you know? So they're all using her palette. I mean, as far as even Ghana, you know, I know of Ghana as well. A lot of makeup artists over there and just people in general use, you know, the Juvia's Face palette, and they're quite happy with what they get.
Gotcha. Nice. I'm just wondering if you have any like sneak peek information in regards to like what she's doing next.
You know what? I wish I wish I could tell you, but, you know, even I myself do not know. It comes as a surprise as well for me, you know, and when I see it, I'm just as happy and as excited as everyone else is. So even with the Wahala palette, you know, I remember last year sometimes we had a sneak peek of a black and white case, but we didn't know what it was. It just said Wahala on it. I don't know if you remember that post. And everybody forgot about that palette, but, you know, they were working on it day and night, same way. And obviously it's just come out now during this whole week, and it sold out. So I'm sure she's working on something greater than, you know, what she's just come out with, but it's just us to wait and see. So my guess is as good as yours, I'm afraid.
Oh, I tell you, she keeps it coming, though, I tell you.
She really does. She's consistent, and that's what I love about her, you know. When you think she's finished and when you think there's no more is when she pops out another and another and then another. So I can see even going into the future there will be many more, you know, products that she'll be coming out with. So, you know, she's announced on her post that she will be coming out with skincare in the future. So I look forward to that. And I'm sure there's many other, you know, cosmetic products to come from Juvia's page, which I'm excited about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And the Wahala palette, and they say Wahala is translated drama, and drama, trouble, or intensity, but I'm pretty sure in this case it's about the drama and the intensity. But it's a 20-pan eyeshadow palette with very intense colors.
It is.
Yeah, they have some pearl shades, some creamy mattes, and glitters. So that's exciting. It's like an all-in-one where you can get all of your different textures in one palette.
You know what? Seeing it online doesn't do it justice. When you see it in real life, you know, it's actually amazing. I saw it, you know, when she first announced it. And I thought, you know what, this is really beautiful. But then when I had it in my hand, it's absolutely stunning, you know. And the pigmentation, again, you know, she can't do no wrong when it comes to her pigmentation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely stunning. So I would advise, when it does come out, try and get your hands on it again, if it doesn't sell out.
Yeah.
Make sure you leave your email so they can notify you when it comes out.
Definitely.
Yeah, matter of fact, I'm glad you said that. That's what I'm going to do. Because I think I want to get my hands on that. The artwork reminds you of, like, African masks, you know?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It is. And you know, as you know, all her palettes, you know, she has that vibrant look. Each one is unique to itself. Every one she comes out with, you're thinking, I wonder what she's going to do next. I wonder what she's going to do next. And like I said, she fails. She never fails. Like, even with this one, you know, the Wahala palette, I was thinking maybe, another queen, maybe a prince on the side. And this time she came out with this beautiful mask of all colors. And I'm like, wow. You know, she really takes it that one step further when she creates her artwork, which is, you know, kudos to her.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, do you know if in that particular palette, if it's 20 new shades or do you find some of these shades in some of the other palettes?
Right. Oh, so I tell you something about Juvia's Place. She never repeats her colors. Even if you think it's the same color in another palette, it's not. Because like I said, I've got all her palettes. And sometimes you think, I've got that color. But when you go to compare it and you do the comparison, it's nothing like it. You know, I've checked every single color she has in this palette. You might find a similarity, but it's never the same. No two palettes are the same. Yeah.
Wow. Nice. That's good to know. Because if you're somebody that collecting all the palettes and then you sit and think like, oh, why am I spending money on this palette when I have some of these same shades? At least it's good to know that, you know what, you don't have those shades. So you don't have to worry about feeling bad about spending money on something you don't have because you don't have it, you know. So each, so if you have 20 of her palettes, then you have 20 palettes with all new shades that, you know,
exactly.
That's not any other people.
Yes, I think that's a neat thing about, you know, how she went about creating her palettes, because with so many palettes, you would one would think, oh, you know what, definitely with these palettes, you will have a repeat of, you know, one or two of the colors. But like I said, I've not seen it, you know, for all the palettes she's created. And even with this new one she's come out with, the colors in there are outstanding. You know, every single color she's got in that palette is new. You know, it's new to the palette, basically. Yeah.
Nice. Is there anything different you would like to see from the brand that she's not currently doing?
For me, I would say when it comes to, because last year when she came out with the, you know, they're used to doing the lip matte liquid lipsticks. So then last year she came out with two liquid lip gloss. That was with the Fumi Times X Juvia's collaboration. So I would like to see a variety of lip glosses from her. I think that's one thing. Also, as you mentioned, with the blushes, I would also like to see more colors, even though a lot of the palettes she has created are versatile, so you can use them as blushes. And I would also like to see maybe from her, I don't know, eyelashes. That's another thing I would like, her eyelashes, you know, and primer. That's a thought, you know. Yeah.
I think for me, I think I'm kind of cool with the two selections of blushes. Like, if she was to do maybe anything else with the blush family, maybe like a berry shade, but I'm cool with what she has. And then, like I said, I still have to try the concealer and the stick foundation. Say that again.
No, I said the concealers are beautiful, and what she did with the concealers, again, they're versatile. So you can use it as a highlighter, as a concealer, and you can use it as, you know, if you want to contour. So it's like a 3-in-1 there again. So very practical. Yes, very practical.
Oh, nice.
And also, some actually use it as a foundation as well, actually.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I do love the foundation that's in the tube. I really love that. You don't have to use a lot, and it gives you really great coverage.
Very concentrated.
Like I said. And then, but I'm just so in love with the palettes, though. I really am, the eyeshadow palettes.
I think we all are, you know, to come up with such beautiful quality. And when you look at them, you think, oh, you know, for $10 when it goes in the sale, $15, and you'll think, is it what it represents for the price? I think it's beyond that, you know, with the pigmentation you get from these palettes. The payoff is like no other. So she's done a great job with her brand. She really has.
Now, has she noticed any other brands out there kind of like, you know, imitating her or because basically when I say that, like, anybody can have eyeshadow palettes. And you wouldn't say, okay, that they're imitating Juvia's Place, but with the packaging and the artwork, has she experienced, you know, people not necessarily saying, hey, this is a Juvia's Place palette, and it's not, but doing something very similar in terms of their packaging?
Not that I personally know of, because like you said, once you see a palette that's similar to Juvia's, which I haven't as yet, you know, because I think maybe because I just turn my attention to Juvia's, you know, when I like a brand, I stick with that. I basically go to, you know, venture from one to the other. So as far as I'm concerned, at the moment for me, it's a no. Her palettes, you know, they're so unique in what she's done with them. I think even if you wanted to do a replica, you know, you're looking at a tough job, really. I don't think you'll get it as close to what. Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So what's next for you?
For me, you know, I'm still doing my hosting, I'm still doing my personal styling, and I actually want to excel within the makeup industry like yourself, Denise. So I'm not saying much for now, but, you know, I'm all about, you know, wait and see what's going to happen in the future. So I'm exploring the beauty industry, you know, to be bigger and better.
So, oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. Nice. Nice,
yeah.
nice.
Styling, I'm doing a lot more behind the scenes as well. So hopefully when all the COVID is over and we're all quiet, you know, you'll see some amazing things that hopefully I'll come out with as well with my personal styling.
Okay. So any plans to come to the States anytime soon? I mean, you know, once things clear up and good to go.
Definitely.
Any plans to come to the States?
Yeah, my flight was actually canceled last Sunday. I should have been in New York. Sadly. So you know me, I don't sit still, Denise. Yeah. So I was due for New York and to come back and go to Ghana and go back to my hometown, Morocco. As you know, I'm in love with that country to do some more work.
Yeah.
But as soon as the doors are open, I will actually, you know, I will be running for that plane to be on, you know, on there, and I'll be back in the States. So, yeah.
I know, you know,
that's another bucket list. I have to come and see you in the States, definitely.
Oh, yes, for sure. It's funny because, you know, the airlines might not be doing that well right now, but once things calm down and all the borders are open and everything, I don't think they're going to have enough planes because people just want to get out. You know, this has shut everybody's travel down.
Exactly. Exactly. So how do you feel, Denise, with the COVID and, you know, at the moment things are quiet for you? How have you gone about, you know, going about your day-to-day, you know, keeping busy within, you know, with what you do?
Well, you know what,
to be honest,
but right before all this happened, I was looking for a break. And
wow.
I was like, oh, if I could just have a week off, I would be happy. And then for the last 2 years, I've always said, oh, I just really wish I could just have the summer off, not have to work at all, so I can just travel and just relax and go visit home more often, and here we go. But you just can't go anywhere.
So it actually forced you to have a break. And, you know, just I would say enjoy this time because I don't think it's time that we're going to get back ever again. You know, as much
right.
as it's been horrible with, you know, the passing away of people, you know, it hasn't been pleasant. But I think when you self-reflect, it's given us time to kind of just sit back and plan for the future and enjoy it while we can. That's what I took out of it, you know.
Exactly.
Just enjoy of the moment.
Yeah, I agree.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think we just take time to learn something new, do something new, and just, you know,
and
enjoy
relax.
Time for the moment. And relax, yeah.
It's something that we don't get to do, you know. We're always on the go. And I think,
exactly.
you know, this has happened at a time where sometimes, you know, you don't know why it's happening, but there's reasons for it. And sometimes, you know, there's a message, and it's just saying keep still and enjoy that time and that moment for what it is, because when things open up again, I can guarantee it's going to be a mad rush. It's going to be insane.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So, and maybe like happened, you know, this is something that we will never forget, obviously, but people start to go about their daily lives as if nothing happened, you know? So just enjoy the quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Well, why don't you tell everyone where they can follow you on social media?
So on social media, on my Instagram is Christina Ajayi. That's, you know, you just put that name in and you can follow me on Instagram. That's where I'm at the moment, you know, and you can inbox me if you want to, you know, you want to know anything about me, you know, when it comes to styling, makeup. I also do personal PA as well, freelance, all those things I do. So you can inbox me and I'm on Instagram and you know, we can go from there.
And Ajayi is A-J-A-Y-I, for those of you who may not know. All right.
And it's Christina with A-C, because I know some people spell it with a K.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right.
That's right, Christina Ajayi. Well,
yes.
Thank you so much, Christina. I know it's late where you are, so I don't want to hold you. I know it's very late where you are, but I thank you. I'm so glad that we're able to have more guests that's out of the country on through this way, you know. It's just trying to get these times together because it's going to be either late in one place and early somewhere else, and sometimes the early is too early, you know.
Yep.
And the late is too late, but I'm thankful.
I mean, for us, it's not too bad because I think we're only 5 hours ahead of you. So that's reasonable.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because actually, our show is actually at 9 p.m. So we do that every Sunday at 9. So that's our normal time.
Right. So I would have had to stay up until 1 a.m. in the morning to leave.
Right.
For that. You should have told
right.
me. I would have. Just for you too, because I love you like that.
Aww. Aww. Oh no, but I wouldn't put you through that. No, I wouldn't have put you through that. But we do appreciate it, though. We appreciate you being on.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed the time with you. You know, a lovely experience.
Yes, thank you so much, and we will be chatting soon.
Very soon, and hopefully I can come back in the future with more beautiful topics, you know, in relation to beauty.
Yes,
excited to hear what's going to be going on with you as far as beauty is concerned, so we'll definitely get you back on to share that information.
Thank you very much. I can't wait to.
Yes. All right, okay. You go get some rest.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye. And you. God
okay.
Bless.
Have a good night. All right. So God bless.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. And why don't you tell them where they can follow us on social media?
Sure. If you are on Facebook, you can follow us. We are Beauty Talk Online Radio. On Twitter, we're Beauty_Talk. And on Instagram, we're Beauty_Talk_Media. Some strange reason you just happen to type in Beauty Talk, we will pop up. And then
right.
You can follow us. And then if you follow, you can follow Janice and I both on all of our social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. On Janice is spelled JanicTunnell, just by her name. And then me, I am Janice Tunnell, DeniseTunnell. It's just as simple as that. Our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitters are just our name.
All right. Again, we say thank you to Christina Ajayi, who's able to come on and share a little bit about Juvia's Place. She's worked closely with the brand, and I just wanted to highlight a Black-owned beauty brand on today's show. So I was thankful to be able to get Christina to come and help us out with that. So, again, thank you very much. For those of you who may not have been on the line when we first came on, I did mention that my sister and I both participated in a panel discussion on the Black Makeup Artist Experience. And I was sharing earlier that we are planning to continue that conversation in the couple weeks coming up. We're still getting it together. So it's going to be a few weeks before it actually starts, but it will be anywhere from a 6 to 8 part series. And we're going to continue that same conversation. You'll see some, you'll hear some different voices than you did before, and then there will be a few of some of the same voices. But we definitely want to continue the conversations. We want to have producers on, department heads on, you know, publicists, anybody that's working in entertainment, as well as makeup artists and hairstylists. But you know, we just want people from all over the industry, Black people from all over the industry, to be able to come on and tell their stories so that other people can hear what we have to go through or what we've gone through. I'm not saying every experience that I share that I'm experiencing that right now. No, you know, but there's been times when I have experienced some of those things that I've, you know, that we shared the other day. And so, we just want to continue the conversation, and we want to be able to move forward with explaining ourselves and letting people hear our experiences, and then, you know, coming up with a solution as to how we all can move forward together and be in a better place. So, again, it's going to be a 6 to 8 part series coming to Beauty Talk, so stay tuned. We're going to be posting more information. We're going to be talking live about it, and we're excited about it. So far, I've recruited some really good people to join us, so we're still putting it together, but we just want you to stay tuned for that, because we're going to continue that conversation. It's so important, so stay tuned for that. But again, thank you guys for tuning in during our early session, and again, this show will be back on tonight at 9 p.m., and of course, like always, you can tune in at any time, any day, from any place around the world, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also catch us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and many other platforms where they broadcast some podcasts. So again, thank you. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful Sunday, Sunday evening, Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, or even Monday morning, wherever it is you live in the world. We say thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Have a beautiful and blessed week. Have a good evening, everybody.
Have a good evening.